Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Good day to you, Andrew.
Hello,
Andrew
there.
Dawson.
Hello, Robert Mortimer.
How are you? Black t-shirt, bit somber. Something happened?
No. I just thought I'd wear it just because. Just pulled it out of the wardrobe. I don't make too many wardrobe decisions. Just pull out whatever's
Excuse
there.
Excuse me.
Stick it on.
There's
go
a lot in
business.
That statement. A lot in that statement, Andy. You hang your t-shirts up in a wardrobe.
Yeah.
You do not.
I do. Yeah. I don't iron them, but I hang them up. I figure that if you hang them up, then they kind of self-iron, just from gravity.
I think there's something in that.
I think there is. So there you are, save some time. So, yeah, what's your problem with that, dickhead?
I suppose if you put a little bowl of hot piss at the bottom of the wardrobe, this, you know, get a humid atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, I must admit, your T-shirt doesn't look un-ironed, so maybe you're onto something there.
Well, it's black, it's hard to tell. I'm in a darkened room. So, yeah.
What is your ironing situation, Andy? Steam iron, plain iron,
iron? I've got steam iron. I only deploy it for my son's school uniform because I feel as though there's an obligation when I'm sending him out into the world. Or if he's going out and he wants to wear something, you know, vaguely nice, I'll run the iron over that. But I don't iron my clothes. Jesus, no.
There's always a bit of a risk with a steam iron. About one in every 200 puffs, you get a load of brown shit comes out, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
And
it's
can ruin it.
Usually when you're ironing something white, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're still gonna stick with the steam anyway.
I'll stick with it for now, yeah.
Yeah, steam always reminds me, Andrew, of steam trains.
Yes.
And steam trains always remind me of the Wild West and the cowboy scene, Andrew. Do you like...
That's a very smooth segue, is that the word?
Do you like country music and Western music, Andy?
I do like country Western music, yeah. I didn't used to when I was younger. I thought it was stupid, but I do like it the older I get, yeah.
Who's your favourite artist? Who is your favourite country and Western artist?
Oh, I like all of them. I like Chris Kraftwerk-Christensen, Grip Shandy, the Malting Sisters.
Did you say you like Krispy Kreme donuts then, Andy? Because that's not an answer to the question.
I like country greats.
Would you, if you were a cowboy, would you be like a horseback cowboy type of cowboy?
Right.
Or more one who's in like a diner, sort of more modern with a pickup truck and that, you know?
Well, I thought there's only one kind of option. If you're a cowboy, you've got to be on a horse, haven't you? There's no motor vehicles in the Wild West, surely.
I know, but in country and Western terms, they dress up as cowboys, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, would you rather be a proper cowboy on horseback or like a cowboy in a saloon bar just drinking and...
I'd be a cowardly cowboy, I think.
On horseback.
I'd be the coward of the county from the Kenny Rogers song.
I used to like those... Do you know those films, Andy? Support Your Local Sheriff.
Yeah. All that sort of stuff.
They're good films, aren't they?
Yeah, you pass the time of the day watching them, I guess, yeah. Me ex-mother-in-law used to go to line dancing quite a lot. She was well into that. And there was one fella there who used to dress up in full cowboy gear every week.
God bless him.
And he was properly into it. But they had to ban him in the end because he turned up with a handgun.
So, I was just going to say, that I thought you were going to say because he murdered someone.
Well, I was probably one step away from that, but he got banned. So, quite right.
I've heard you go line dancing on your own. Just you on your own line dancing.
In the garden.
Yeah, just you on your own line dancing.
Oh, it's not even in a line. What?
Andy, I'm talking about country and Western music because, boy, have I got a treat for you today.
Okay, what's that?
It's a new intro song. in the country and western style. Would you like me to do it?
Oh, yes, please. Because
I will. Here we go.
I've been listening to some country fucking music, trying hard to get my fucking mind less stressed. I've been fiddling with the dial on my fucking iron, trying to get the creases out of my fucking vest. I've been wandering around the local shit farm, thinking hard about cleaning up my fucking mind. I've been tethering Alsatians to lampposts, hoping to get my fucking chakras realigned. I'm not Hunky, I'm not bright as a spark, I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows,
shadows, shadows,
in the fucking dark. I've been sticking my fucking fingers into duck shit. I've been throwing sticks and stones at my fucking cat. I keep hoping all day for a fucking miracle, like waking up and finding out my belly's flat. Cause I'm not Hunky, I'm not bright as spark, I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows,
shadows, shadows,
in the fucking dark.
In the dark. Did you enjoy that?
I loved that. That was very professional sounding, Bob.
I reckon.
What's the story?
But it's catchy though, isn't it? Come on, sing along, Andy. I'm not Hunky, I'm not bright as a spark,
I'm Andy Dawson,
I'm pissing on shadows in the fucking dark. Good song, don't you think?
Loved that. Who's responsible for the music there?
The Pop Supremo rock character Frank Turner, and rock, bless him.
Rock character Frank Turner. Yeah.
Yeah. How lovely of him to provide that accompaniment for me.
Big time.
I hope my singing didn't do him a disservice.
Yeah, thanks for Frank Turner for taking an hour out of his massive pop schedule to do that for us.
Thank you, Frank.
That lays down a marker as well for other big fans of the show. I'm thinking Sam Fender, who's a fan of the show. I think over to you now, Sam Fender, to provide some music for us. So, what's been happening?
Well, I've got some wife's questions.
All right.
That much.
Oh!
Shit.
Before we go any further.
Yeah?
How's your health, Bob?
Oh, thanks for asking, Andy. I'm a bit worried. It's not great.
Oh, really?
I've got a cold as well. My voice is a bit... you might notice it in my voice.
I hadn't known.
Yeah, well, I'm knocking on a bit. What do you do, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I keep taking the pills.
Got to roll with the punches, I guess, yeah.
Roll with the punches. Just that's what I do.
Living from day to day, really.
Yeah. Are you interested in my health?
Yeah, of course, that's why I asked.
I don't believe you for a minute.
Have you included me in your will at all?
No, I haven't included you, Andy. So
nothing at all. Not even a small item as like a token of our, I don't know, friendship's the word, association.
Associate, what would you like? If you've got something in mind?
Well, I was hoping you're going to surprise us with something nice, but I'm not really bothered.
What, a sports car or something?
No, something small that I can put away in a cupboard. I don't want anything big.
Oh, you want to hide it?
Mirror on the wall behind you there, that big mirror. Fucking don't give us
that's
that.
It's a nice mirror, that.
It's a lovely mirror, but I can't be arsed with the upkeep of that.
No, you're having it. That's what I'm leaving you.
Fucking hell. Right, fair enough. Anyway, on with the questions.
Andy, she says.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, she says.
I'm all right. Thank you very much, the wife.
Couldn't care less, she says. What are those strange little mounds or blisters that you sometimes get in tarmac surfaces? Asking you a tech question there.
Strange little mounds in tarmac surfaces.
Mounds or blisters that you get in tarmac.
Yeah.
I know what she means, and then they sort of crack. She obviously is associating you with the tarmac industry. She just wondered if you knew.
I'm flattered to be associated with the tarmac industry, but it's out of my skill set, I'm afraid. I've got absolutely no idea
So that's a no, yeah.
The only thing I could say is that when they used to tarmac the school playground and it was still drying and still soft, we used to try and throw marbles into it and push them down so that the tarmac would harden around the marbles and the marbles would be there permanently. That was fun.
Snow Patrol sang a song about that, didn't they?
Did they?
If you push them down, push the marbles right down, right down into the ground. Something like that.
If you listen
Thank
to
you
Snow
for
Patrol
that.
And you'd like to provide some music at any time in a future episode, do get in touch.
Andy, she says, when you wet the bed, do you, one, clean the sheets the following weekend, two, just keep covering the patch with newspaper until your face is jammed up against the ceiling, three, sprinkle flour on the patch and then hoover it?
I have learned to just cope with it. I'll just lie in the patch. It'll dry eventually. Sometimes I get a bit of a rash. But, you know, it's no different than any of the other various rashes that I have. So, yeah, I'm quite comfortable with it. I've learned to live with it.
You're just comfortable with it?
I'm fairly comfortable with it,
Three, of an evening, do you hang around the mobile chippy near the flyover, chatting up the lasses in your pedal car? Do you do that?
Is that the question? There's no.
Is that something that you do?
It felt like it was multi-choice, that there was something else coming. No, I'm going to say no to that. It sounds quite sinister, so I'm going to say no. Thank you for the question, though, and the other ones. I enjoyed them immensely.
The next, it's not really a question.
Oh, there's more.
She just, well, my wife went into B&M the other day, and she was gobsmacked by it. She'd never been before.
All right, yeah.
I'm a home bargains man, Andy. I'm just wondering what you think of that. Do you prefer home bargains or B&M? Or she just wondered, you know.
I've got a love of B&M that goes back many, many years. I don't mind home bargains. I like home bargains. But B&M, it exists in my heart, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You said she was shocked when she went in?
She was shocked at the range. Sorry, it sounds like a fucking advert for B&M. Yeah. She really was.
I mean, there's a great one near me that's got a massive garden area, an outdoor area, a massive outdoor area, which sells like all the garden stuff as well. It used to be B&Q, now it's a B&M. Huge improvement.
Yeah. So have you just bought tens and tens of tables and chairs so you can't actually access your garden anymore?
No, I can't afford that
sheer amount
kind
of shit furniture.
I go in there for bags of cheese savouries. I'll go in there for cheap jars of coffee. Sometimes I'll get some exotic booze that they might have on offer that I've never had before.
Rightio.
Dog treats. Very good for dog treats.
Oh, you love them, don't you?
Oh, I can't stop. And that. Yeah.
And that as well, of course. You want to get that in as well, don't
and
you?
And that. Yeah.
Anything? Is there any other budget outlets that you'd recommend? I've heard of one called Farm Foods.
I ain't got a Farm Foods near. I've not delved into that. There's a Heron Foods, which is in the building in the little village I grew up called Shiny Row.
What do herons eat? They just sell fish, do they?
Yeah, pilchards. The Heron Foods used to be the library that I spent so much time in as a child, and I feel that's quite it's a sad indication of where we are as a society.
Oh, studious little boy, were you?
Oh, very much so, yeah. Next question. I've got a little advert that we need to do at this point, but I'll completely do it. You don't need to have any input at all whatsoever. Infinity Rocket Finance is the new official additional payment partner of Athletico Mints. Whether you're looking to implement a booking fee, a processing fee, an administration charge, event cancellation insurance, or just a vague levy, you can rely on Infinity Rocket Finance for handling the transaction and never, ever entertaining the idea of a refund. With Infinity Rocket Finance as your additional payment partner, the customer service offering will be fully automated, impossible to navigate, and totally infuriating. 100% of the time. We're proud to be teaming up with Infinity Rocket Finance as our official additional payment partner, and we're sure you'll share this completely genuine emotion too. There we go.
I enjoyed that. It was very good.
I was obliged to read that out contractually.
And what was it? Vague payments, vague additional
just,
sums?
Just a vague levy. Any kind.
I'm excited, Andy.
Good.
Because it's been a while. I don't know if there's been problems with the production, but Netflix have released another trailer for the upcoming Netflix box set about Phil Jones, starring Phil Jones, written by Phil Jones. Yeah.
Okay.
Salford, 2022, and Philip Anthony Jones, central defender and utility midfielder for the Manchester United football franchise, is patrolling streets in his brown Hyundai 4x4, searching out criminality and gang-related activity. A hero that we don't deserve. Cut to close-up of 4x4's dashboard. A fly lands and is immediately crushed by Phil's heavy door-like fist. He clears up the residue with a wet wipe and places it into his recycling pouch. Close up, Philip's nose, his nostrils flaring as he smells gang-related activity in the area. He whispers under breath, "Ooh, I hate gang-related activity. It makes me reek greatly and troubled. Better check my utility belt." Close up of utility belt. It holds one pair Superdrug tweezers, a Cadbury fudge bar, three earbuds, an unrubbed scratch card and a black pudding. Philip Anthony Jones smiles to himself. He is ready for anything the street smart throw at him. Cut to a row of dimly lit garages to the rear of a block of social housing. A group of rich shady knobheads is huddled round a white Mercedes, laughing and joking and vaping. All classic signs of gang-related activity. Philip enters the street and flicks his headlights on full beam. The road is potholed and unkempt. Philip Anthony Jones selects 4x4 mode as he slowly approaches the group. He parks the Hyundai some 20 feet from group and slowly exits his vehicle, his hand gripping black pudding and his excellent mind and vision focused like an owl on swoop. Cut to the gang all turn in unison and face towards Philip Anthony Jones. He holds the scratch card in front of face to ensure his anonymity. And Mystique, the main man from the gang, shouts, "What do you want, you daft bastard? You should leave before it gets tasty." "I'll tell you what's tasty," replies Philip. "This black pudding. I bet you feel right dumb now that I've reversed that back right at you." Philip utilises a short, sharp super waddle and is soon face to face with the gang. It is my belief that gang-related activity is in progress at this location. Namely, I suspect that you are in the process of attempting to steal this Mercedes car. If you don't leave now, I will be forced to go down on you with great force. Close-up leader member's tracksuit pocket. His hand pulls out a blade. Using his brilliant football in mind, Philip is miles ahead of this move. I can see you pulling knife out your pocket. Put it away. One of the gang has shifted to the side and is able to recognise Philip despite the scratch card shield. "It's Philip Anthony Jones. We're in deep shit here. He's been protecting the Man United penalty box for 15 years. No way we could ever penetrate his defensive guile." Phil Jones uses his incredible voice to issue a final warning. "You should listen to it, mate, lads. This can only end one way, and that is with carnage and pain and another clean sheet for Philip Anthony Jones." Close-up gang leader member. "Listen, Mr. Jones, we don't want any trouble. We're just looking after the car for Tyson Fury. He'll be back any minute." "A likely story. Clear off. Go back to your parents' house and read a good book." Suddenly the gang scatter. Philip's work is done. Cut to wide shot of Philip's Hyundai. Philip has forgotten to put handbrake on and vehicle is moving at increasing speed towards Philip and towards the Mercedes car. He employs a super waddle thrust and in no time is at the side of the Hyundai trying to open driver's door. But it's too late. The 4x4 crashes into the grille of the Mercedes, causing significant damage. As Philip inspects the damage, he looks up to see the giant figure of Tyson Fury staring down on him and taking off his shirt. Bugger. Bugger. Oh, bugger. And that's that, Andy. So I can't wait for this series to come out.
I absolutely cannot wait for that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, let's have some of this.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba. Is this catchphrase?
Play your cards right.
Ah, play your cards right.
Play your cards right. Okay,
I will do.
Here we go. All you got to do, Bob, is tell me higher or lower.
Fucking
starting
will.
Off, five of clubs, higher or lower?
Higher.
It's a yes. 10 of diamonds. Well done, Bob. Good start. 10 of diamonds. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than a 10. Yes!
Yes! Difficult one, that.
Two of hearts. Two of hearts. Higher
Excellent.
Or lower than a 2?
Higher.
Feels like an easy one, that, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
It's the 4 of hearts.
Nice, nice.
Higher or lower than a 4?
Higher.
Higher than a 4. Turn it over. It's the Queen of Hearts.
How many more to go, Andy?
Not sure.
Not sure.
Queen of Hearts. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than a queen. It's lower. It's lower. It's
I'm
a six
doing
of clubs.
All right.
Six of
okay.
clubs. Tough one. What do you reckon? Higher or lower?
Oh, man, I'm going to go higher. They've got the stats on my side then, Anna. Yes.
Seven of spades. Just one higher. Higher or lower than a 7?
Higher.
Then a 7. Higher again. It's the 10 of diamonds. 10 of diamonds, okay. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Yes! 3 of spades, higher or lower?
Right. Higher.
Humiliation.
Ah!
Two of humiliation. Clubs. Humiliation.
Two of clubs, never mind. You have won nothing.
Nothing, nout.
So there you
Not
go.
Not even a bag to put the nout in.
Absolutely
Nothing.
Nout.
Andy, I've had a new WAV MP3
yeah.
script,
yeah.
something like that,
right?
From the Geordie Heat Incident Room.
Uh-huh.
So I'll perform that for you, shall I?
Am
try
I involved
and bring it to
in
life.
It at all?
Do you know, I'm not absolutely sure, because I've noticed John Joe Shelby is there, but no.
Okay.
So's Andy.
That's
but he's
fine.
There. Right, so here goes.
All right.
Geordie Heat. Crime on the Tyne. Hot Geordie nights. Geordie streets full of crime. Geordie Heat.
Interior, Geordie Heat Incident Room. John Shelby is cooking some liver on a camping stove. PC Carol Beardsley is eating egg custard tarts. Community PC Peter Beardsley is reading a book of poems by Benjamin Zephaniah. DI Eddie Howe is on the eBay looking at mouse mats. The phone rings and is answered by PC Denise Welsh.
Hello, Geordie Heat Emergency Hotline. How might I help you, pet?
It's Mr.
Oh,
I can't do the voice because
you can't do it because of his cold. Oh my God!
I'll have to try, won't I?
Hello,
Jesus Christ!
Hello, Geordie Heat.
Oh no!
It's Mr. Sting from the massive house with the massive drive and the massive oil tank and the massive supercar that's faster than the fastest car in the world. I'm sorry, I got a bit of a cold.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sting.
She looks around at the rest of the squad with a look on her face that suggests she is on a day's work experience at the shit farm.
What's the matter this time?
Don't take that tone with me, young lady. I paid good money for your service and demand to be treated like an emperor. Or at the very least, like I'm high up in the armed forces. I demand to speak to your chief executive. Quite frankly, your attitude stinks more than one of Trudy's mung bean smoothies.
I can't do it, and I'm so sorry. Will you do Sting? Give it a go. I can't do it. It's a waste of time, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll have a go.
All right.
I demand to speak to your chief executive. Quite frankly, your attitude stinks more than one of Trudy's mung bean smoothies.
How's that?
Oh, that's fine. All right. Okay, Mr. Sting, says Denise. Putting you through to D.I. Eddie Howe. Just putting you on hold for a second, pet. She turns and speaks to D.I. Eddie Howe.
It's Mr. Sting. He wants to speak to you, boss pet.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Denise. I'm on the eBay. Can't you tell him I've gone out fucking clubbing or something?
Oh, I'm sorry, boss pet. I've already said I'm putting him through.
Strike a light and burn all my fucking savings. Put the fucker through and let's hear what bollocks is occurring. Hello, is that Mr. Sting? This is D.I. Howe speaking. How may I fucking help you?
Well, you can stop starting with the swearing, young man, for a start.
No fucking chance. Now, what do you fucking want, Squire?
Oh, at last, an actual sensible question. Let me explain. Trudy is away on a gong-making course, and as you may or may not know, when she isn't here, I generally make myself a massive spaghetti bolognese. Are you keeping up with me?
Yes.
Well, as I was chopping the onions with my super knife that is sharper than the sharpest knife in the world, I looked up out the window and I saw a face staring at me. Are you keeping up?
Yes.
When our eyes met and he saw the super knife, he scattered and ran into the garage. Trudy left the door open when she took a mega car to drive to the gongathon. Are you following me?
Yes.
Well, I took off my plantain slippers and got into my clogs, which are made of the hardest toffee known to mankind. I chased after him. He was nowhere to be seen in the garage, even with me massive torch and excellent eyes. But I can hear scuttling around in the roof space of the garage.
Yes.
So I need you to send a Johnny Heat squad car round with full lights and sirens and decent-sized stepladder and a net and a stun gun and lots of that yellow tape, you understand?
Yes.
Cut to exterior Sting's garage. Sting is sat on a wheelbarrow full of butternut squashes outside the open garage door. D.I. Howe and P.C. Carol Beasley emerge from a Geordie Heat squad car. Not far behind them is P.C. Peter Beardsley on his moped with a stepladder under one arm.
You lot took your time and I could barely hear the sirens. And did you shut the massive gate behind you?
Eddie turns to P.C. Peter Beardsley, who has just pulled up.
Did you shut the fucking massive gates behind you, Peter? No, I couldn't, boss, you know, because of the stepladder. I thought that it would be automatic, like, you know, electric, where, clunk, 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 shut.
How dare you suggest my massive gates are manual? The button that shuts them's in the hallway, and I can't leave me post here under squash barrow, or else the intruder might escape.
Go and shut the fucking gate, Peter, and don't fuck about. We need all the manpower here in fucking situ.
Peter drives off on his moped.
Right, could you see that hatch in the roof that is open?
Yes.
Well, the ladder that was there's gone, so I've deduced that the intruder has fetched it up into the loft with him.
I agree with your fucking diagnosis. Carol, fetch me the stepladder.
Oh, Jesus wept. That fat-faced creep has taken it back up to the gates with him. He's such a useless milky bag of fucking nout.
He should be back in 1 minute, especially if he has a turbo switch on his moped like I have.
Well, I guess we'll just have to fucking wait.
No worries. I've written a new song for me lute, which will help fill in the time.
Carol and Eddie look at each other in a way to suggest that they've been asked to jet rod John McCrillick's Kazi. Sting fetches his lute and begins to sing.
Oh, God.
Oh, Mr. Sting, yes, Mr. Sting, let's all sing him some praise. Cos Mr. Sting, yes, Mr. Sting, he cooked a bolognese. His soup went after the lightning strike and chopped the onions fine. And his mega pan and his golden hand had the pasta ready on time. Oh, Mr. Sting, that Mr. Sting deserves a Michelin star. Cos the bolognese, yes, the bolognese, 6-4-11 car.
PC Peter Beardsley arrives back with the stepladder.
Why did you take the ladder with you, you bent-faced moron?
Sorry, though, I just wasn't thinking straight, you know, though. I would like to say that I don't think it's easy in hindsight to realise I shouldn't have hauled the ladder up to massive gates, but I think in the excitement of the moment, it is forgivable.
Bullshit! Give me that ladder!
Carol climbs the ladder and shouts up into the void.
I'll give you 3 fucking seconds to get down here, or I'll come up there and lamp you so hard your tongue will hang out of your arsehole and your brain will turn into dandelion and fucking burdock. 3, 2...
At this point, the sound of footsteps are heard in the loft and a pair of legs emerges from the hatch. Carol moves out of the way and a naked man falls down onto the garage floor.
Seize him! Seize him and kick him in the balls like a good'un!
Carol kicks him in the balls. The naked figure lets out a groan and then starts crawling towards D.I. Howe.
I recognise this bloke. It's Sergeant Robson Green, you know, from the wartime song and the Extreme Mackerel Show.
It fucking is it all! What's your game, mate? Were you trying to nick my spag bol, you shitty midnight creeper?
Robson Green lifts his head up and speaks.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, Mr. Sting. It was the only way I knew that I could get to meet Eddie Howe. I thought I'd never recover from the loss of Rafa Benitez, but Mr. Howe has given me a new hope and a new love in my life. Eddie fucking Howe, may I shake your hand?
Robson stands up naked in front of Eddie Howe. He has attached a toothbrush to his dongle with an elastic band.
No, you may fucking not. I don't shake the hand of petty fucking crims, especially naked ones with a fucking toothbrush attached to their fucking dingle. Oh, please, Mr. Howe, I've waited for your touch for a long, long, lonely time. I'm telling you, I need your love. Please, Mr. Howe. Yeah, cuff him, Carol, and remove that toothbrush before someone gets hurt.
Yes, boss, I shall remove it with great fucking pleasure.
Would you prefer, you know, like if I got it, love?
No, I fucking wouldn't.
Well, Mr. fucking Sting, I think that sorted out your fucking problem.
Yes, I am mildly impressed and shall return to my spag bol and songwriting.
Well, in that case, I wish you all the fucking best with that and good luck with all your future fucking endeavours.
Shut up and goodbye from Sting.
Geordie Heats.
Did you enjoy that, Andy?
I enjoyed that a lot. I
good
enjoyed
fun,
getting
wasn't
to
it?
Be Mr. Sting there. That was great. We've got some topical comedy from topical comedian Liam Casserole.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We'll just see what he's been commenting on this week. the BBC, the BBC's got a brand new studio this week. Let's see if they can bring us some better news.
Very good.
I see that Mick Jagger has tested positive for COVID this week. I don't think he'll be getting any satisfaction from that.
God help us.
Have you seen the price of petrol out there these days? It won't be long before we can't even afford to drive to the petrol station to buy petrol. From the petrol station.
Very good.
Yeah. Any feedback you want us to pass on to him?
Just simply that I wouldn't use any of that material in front of any human.
None of it's worthwhile at all.
You go and use it down the pet cemetery. That's what I would recommend.
Probably with caution. Have you been watching anything on the telly, Bob?
Well, I've watched the last series of Better Call Saul to prepare me for the new series, and I've watched the new series.
Right.
Greatest work of art ever produced.
Right.
And it enticed me to go back to the beginning of Breaking Bad again, so I've been doing a lot of that sort
of
thing.
All that sort of thing. I got about halfway through series two of Better Call Saul, and then I don't know, it fell away. Do I need to get back into it? Am I missing out?
Oh, man. Oh, and it's the ultimate miss out.
Okay.
You know, it's like never going to B&M.
Right. Oh, well, if you've put it like that, then I'll definitely get back into it. What else? Anything else you've watched? Is that it?
I'm trying to think. I mean,
I'd seen that series about Sex Pistols that's on Disney Plus.
I got about 5 minutes in and it repulsed me. So.
Yeah, it did. It was the first episode and a half or so was just really bad, but kind of watchable. But it gets better as it goes along.
So I don't think I'll be going there.
That's not as much of a recommendation for you to go back into it. No.
I've heard there's a new hostage thing on Netflix. German hostage thing or something.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that.
Yes, I might watch that this afternoon. Sorry, I don't know what it's called, but I might give that a watch.
Give us a second, I'll probably tell you what it's called, because my good friend on Twitter, Harry Flowers, was telling us about it. Gladbeck, it's called.
Gladbeck.
Gladbeck, The Hostage Crisis.
Let's try and both watch that, Andy, and we can report back.
We'll try and both watch that for next time. What else have I watched? There's another good monkey documentary series on Sky called Gangs of Baboon Falls. I recommend that.
That does sound good.
Two episodes into that. It's standard monkey gang stuff. Territory, you know, fighting each other. Not with knives, just with fists and teeth. So that's good.
So I suppose that's enough for that. I had another thing to do with British managers, but I'll never achieve it with me voice, because so we can serve that one up.
It sounds as if you're flagging. You've done very well, and we're all very proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Which is, pretty brave, wasn't I? I was pretty brave.
Can I go now?
Hey, one more time, though. I'm Andy Dawson. I'm pissing on shadows.
Pissing on shadows.
In the fucking dark. See y'all. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.